Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. This is going to be the first video in a couple of videos that deals with making a login form with a password. I did a similar thing with regards to a login form in the Access 2010 videos, but I neglected to put a password in, so I was a naughty boy. So I'm going to put one in this one so you can see how you can do that. Okie dokie. Right, if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB29, unless of course you've done all the videos from the start and have been using the same database, in which case you're my hero. So let's open that one up in 2013. I keep saying that because the logo for some reason is in 2010. But there you go. Okay, so login forms. What are we using for? We essentially use a login form as the form that you should open up when you open a database up. Should be able to choose a user, which is fine and sufficient for most situations. But sometimes you don't want someone to be able to choose a user without providing a password to prove it is that person, and that does bring into it some other security issues. But we won't worry about that. I'm just going to be showing you basic login form, choose a user, and supply the password associated with that user. I was going to say loser there, the user, and then get into the database. Simple as that. Okie dokie. So first things first, what do we need? Well, we need to store the user's information somewhere. We need to store the name of the user, and we need to store the password of the user. So what we're going to do in this video is create that table. So go to create, go to table design, have a sleep while Access wipes his feet. Okay, first field we're going to call user ID, and that will be an auto number. Second field, user name, and that's going to be short text. And third field, password. And click on the first row and give it a primary key. Right click and save and call it table users. Yeah, let's replace it. The reason we have the table is because I've supplied all the tables, but it's gone now, gone forever. So this is the only table we've got. Okay, so I think the person I called James Conway for some reason. I don't know a James Conway. Any likeness to an existing person is entirely coincidental. Okay, next, password. So James Conway's going to have a password. So let's say that James Conway's password is password, funny enough. Okay, any problems? Yes, you've guessed it. If we're going to store the password in the table, it would be nice if we use some kind of mask, so that although we can see the characters, for example, the dots like this. If I can find the dots, I can't. But something like this. Instead of seeing password, we want to see something like that. Yeah, like normal, so that no one can just go into the table and find out what his password is. Okay, so how are we going to do that? Absurdly simple. Put the table into design view. Click on short text data type of password. Go to input mask down here and choose. Guess what it's going to be? You must save table. Yeah, save table. And choose password. Next, that's all the information, thank you and good night, and go back to datasheet view, save the table again, and there we go. I'm going to delete that, tap in password, and now we have a password field in table users, and you cannot see what is written in there. So if anyone's able to get access to this table, at the very least they won't be able to see the password. Okay. I'm going to keep this one simple. That's going to be it for the first video. It's going to be the input mask. And in the next video, we will look at creating the form that will go with it. So thank you for watching. See you in the next video.